It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Today is Friday, the 4th of October, 2013. I'm Ken Fate, and this is Raven News. Governor Sean Parnell has not backed away from his position on the Affordable Care Act, even though the law, now commonly known as Obamacare, entered a new stage of implementation this week. The governor scheduled an interview with KCAW following his address to the Sitka Chamber of Commerce on Wednesday. On our Facebook page, we gave listeners the chance to submit questions. Most wanted to know how he felt about the Affordable Care Act. Robert Woolsey reports on his response to that question and some others.
Starting on October 1st, uninsured Americans could shop for health plans at state-run marketplaces called exchanges, except in Alaska and 25 other states where the federal government is running the exchanges, because their governors, like ours, chose not to participate. Alaska's exchange has two providers, Premera Blue Cross and Moda Health, and the second highest average premiums in the nation. Parnell doesn't think the state could have done a better job on its own.
I think that's reflective of the shortcomings of the Affordable Care Act. It doesn't say anything to me about the federal government necessarily setting up the exchange. I think we would have had the same result with the requirements.
But the governor believes the private market will react to the new exchanges. They're intended to make shopping for insurance easier. Parnell says Alaskans who don't like the plans and prices in the federal exchange should keep shopping.
I'll just say I stood up in a lunch setting last week in Anchorage, and right after the rates had just been posted by U.S. Health and Human Services for the states, and it was announced that Alaska had the second highest rates in the country, premium, for that health insurance coverage on the exchange. And I asked, why does our health insurance cost so much on these exchanges? And I had an insurance broker raised their hand I didn't know her before she raised her hand. She identified herself as an insurance broker, and she said, you know, Governor, I can sell a catastrophic policy through my insurance brokerage house for about a third of what's being advertised on the exchange. So a light went on in my head, and that week I went to the University of Alaska Fairbanks and spoke with a group of students there who asked questions about the exchanges. And I said, listen, if you don't have insurance and you're being mandated to go get insurance, yes, go check that exchange, but also go check your private broker here to see if you can get a cheaper policy. And I think that's going to be the message I'm going to have out there is, you're right, there are only two companies on that exchange, but people may be able to get coverage for less once they're mandated to have it.
When the U.S. Supreme Court upheld most of the Affordable Care Act in 2012, KCAW interviewed several commercial fishing families who were excited by the new law and the chance to buy something other than catastrophic health plans. Parnell thinks the relief the ACA may give those smaller businesses is offset by harms to larger, especially those with 50 or more employees who must now provide health plans.
You're speaking here to the fleet here, the fishing fleet, but I'm hearing from companies that are having to reduce hours, trying to keep them under the minimums, the Affordable Care Act. And same thing with just jobs themselves. So it's going to take a while for this to sort out.
The Supreme Court ruling gave states an out on an ACA provision that expands Medicaid to residents who live close to the poverty line. Basically, everyone who lives at 100% or below the line is already covered by Medicaid. The Affordable Care Act would reimburse states to expand that coverage to people living 33% above the line. Parnell says it's too great a risk, and he's not going there.
My question has been, if we expand, I know the state is stuck with a financial burden of that insurance forever, amen. I mean, there's no getting out of it politically short of a catastrophe. So the question is, will the federal government keep their word and reimburse the state? My experience with the federal government is no. I think I can trust the Obama administration that they're going to fund this for the next 2 or 3 years. I don't have a problem with that. It's what happens after that. Because this is his signature piece of legislation, he's going to make sure it gets funded. Presidents come and presidents go, and Medicaid programs get changed.
And we asked Governor Parnell one philosophical question. Alaska has the third highest gross domestic product per capita in the nation. You wouldn't know that from the rhetoric in Juneau, which tends to lean toward belt tightening for schools, for transportation, or other government services. Do we ever get to say we're doing all right? Parnell is cautious about any label except one.
Let's call Alaska what it is, a place of opportunity. And we've got some challenges, clearly. We heard some of that at the chamber meeting with meth use, for example, and drug use among our youngsters, and some challenges there, and domestic violence, sexual assault. We talked about that. But at bottom, we are a state that any person can move here, and with a little determination and persistence can make it. I'm looking at these small business owners, you know, and their vessels out here, and my question for each one of us is, how do we overcome the challenges that stand in the way of that opportunity?
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
How do you teach kids about the connection between macroinvertebrates and watershed health and make a lasting impression? Enlist a passionate marine ecologist to bring in real bugs and give students the tools to study real science. KCAW's winter fellow Emily Foreman spent some time with Sitka's latest scientist in schools and a group of enthusiastic fourth graders. Here's her story.
Four large buckets, two pairs of waders, a collection of nets of various shapes and lengths, and one doctorate in marine biology. This was the equipment used to craft the latest lesson plan for a fourth grade class at Keet Gushaheen Elementary School.
I think your skies are kind of green.
At Thimbleberry Lake, I joined Tanya Sperkland, a marine biologist for the Seldovia Village Tribe, and this month's guest scientist, participating in Sitka Sound Science Center's Scientist in the Schools program. Tanya is on the hunt for macroinvertebrates, specimens for a lesson on understanding watershed health.
Okay, just to show you something so you don't think we're crazy, which we are.
Let's see. Where are you, baby? See right there?
Yeah.
That's a mayfly.
That little floating shrimp-like thing?
Yeah, it looks more like an insect. It has a head and a thorax and an abdomen. It has three little tails. So anyway.
After 30 years as a high school teacher, teaching is part of Tanya's DNA. It wasn't until the end of her teaching career that she went back to get a PhD, focusing her dissertation on marine ecology. At all times, Tanya looks as if she's smiling into the sun, likely from years of practice and making her passion a career.
I just always loved being outdoors and learning about everything that was around me, so I always knew I wanted to be a biologist. But my dad wanted me to go into business.
It's hard to picture Tanya in a business suit when waders suit her so well. And Tanya makes a strong case for getting elementary school students interested in science.
The fourth graders are our next generation, and if we can have them develop an understanding and a stewardship and appreciation for all the natural world around them, then they will be the ones that will influence their friends and their neighbors not to overpollute, not to use too many resources.
So I need some help here. Justin and Mia, could you look and read what the temperature of the water is there.
You get the students involved, engaged in doing what the scientists are doing. They love to do hands-on things. And in Alaska, we are so fortunate because we have a fantastic laboratory outside every one of our doorsteps. And all we have to do is step outside and look around us and start asking questions.
And what does a crowd of 9-year-olds prodding with pipettes, swirling petri dishes, and gazing under microscopes sound like?
Whoa! Do you
that thing's moving.
Oh my gosh! I can see the spots on him. That's so cool.
Tanya's visit may have inspired at least one future scientist. At the very least, it's evident that bugs are cool at any age. In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.
Leaders of Alaska visitors industry will gather in Sitka next week. More than 400 excursion operators, tourism managers, and cruise officials are expected to attend the Alaska Travel Industry Association's conference. We have a link to the tourism conference agenda posted on our website, kcaw.org.